At the outset, nothing in this podcast should be interpreted as legal advice. Further, the views or opinions expressed in this podcast do not represent those of the university. Please email Campbell Law Reporter at email.campbell.edu for any media inquiries and third-party distributions. Welcome to the Campbell Law Reporter podcast. This legal podcast strives to expand Campbell University's mission to lead with purpose. By reporting with purpose, we hope to breathe new life into the dusty reporters on the shelves by reporting the content through captivating discussions. Our mission is to provide current and interesting reporting on legal topics affecting today's professionals. Listeners can expect to hear from various hosts throughout the year.
Welcome to the Campbell Law Reporter. My name's Aaliyah Winston, and I'm going to be your host. And on this episode, I'm going to be talking with some Campbell Law students who, like me, have been studying abroad this summer in Cambridge, England. We have been living in Sydney Sussex College, which is a college within the University of Cambridge. Fun fact, it was founded in 1596, so it's very old. Very historical. And we've been over here for 5 weeks doing a comparative study of United States, British, and European Union law. And I'm going to be talking with them today about what it's like to study abroad in law school, what the classes they've been taking are like, and what the experience of living in this historical place has been like. I'm really excited for this. And with that being said, let's get started. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm going to have you guys just go around and introduce yourselves, and I'm going to start with you.
Hi, my name is Will Self. I am a rising 2L, and I'm from Cary, North Carolina.
Hi, my name is Tim Neverov. I'm a rising 2L as well, and I'm from Greenville, North Carolina.
Hey, my name is John Swedborg, also a rising 2L, and I'm originally from New York.
Hi, my name is Megan Pope. I'm also a rising 2L, and I'm from Coates, North Carolina.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Collins. I'm also a rising 2L, and I'm from Wilkesboro, North Carolina.
Awesome. So my first question is, why did you guys want to study abroad in law school?
I've always been really interested in English culture. I have a bunch of friends who are from England. I just thought that it would be really interesting to come and see how they live across the pond.
I decided to study over here because I thought I wanted to gain a new perspective on how laws work on the other side, since most of the laws in the U.S. stem from U.K. common law. I thought it would be interesting to learn about what's going on over here and where it all comes from.
I decided to come study here at Cambridge because I wanted to get perspectives from lawyers that have experience both in the EU and the UK, so we get a little bit of common law and civil law perspective. Additionally, I figured that with the long weekends we're afforded, that we're given extraordinary opportunities that we won't normally get in the future to travel and go experience other countries across the continent.
So I went to undergrad during COVID, and all of my study abroad opportunities were canceled, because obviously the world shut down. So when I realized that Campbell had the study abroad opportunity to come here to Cambridge for the summer, I really snatched it up. But what also drew me to the program was Professor Lukasik's education and human rights class, because education law is something that I'm particularly interested in, and I thought having the opportunity to look at how the U.S. is performing in terms of education and looking at it from an international perspective would be really interesting.
I decided to do the study abroad because I had never been out of the country before, and I did not think I would have a chance to have 6 weeks in Europe before starting my life as a lawyer. So getting to study and further my legal career while traveling Europe sounds like a great opportunity.
Okay, so Megan, what classes are you taking, and what has been your favorite aspect of those classes?
So I am currently taking Education as a Human Right with Professor Lisa Lukasik, as well as Shakespeare in advocacy with Professor Kim West. I really have enjoyed Professor Lukasik's education and human rights class, but Professor West's class I chose because I thought it might get me out of my comfort zone a little bit, because the whole point of the class was to look at Shakespeare and how he views the law and how he incorporates it into his work. So I guessed and correctly assumed that we would be doing a lot of acting in the class and being on our feet and putting on a performance, and I think that really has made me more confident in standing in front of people, and I don't want to say put on a show, but if you do trial ad or if you're a litigator in a courtroom, that's what you've got to do. So I think I've learned some valuable skills from her class.
And what about you, Jenny?
I am taking Art of Persuasion with Professor McInerney and Law of the EU with Loretta. I have truly loved Art of Persuasion with, we call him Carrie. It has brought me out of my comfort zone, as Megan said, but in a different way. He's taught us posture is important. We've done voice control. We've done improv. It's just things that I never thought I would do in front of a group of people that I don't know very well. I also think that I will take with me forever that before any big event, job interviews or cold calls or presentations, or once I become a lawyer going into court, power posing for 2 minutes will make you feel on top of the world.
What are your thoughts?
I'm currently taking Education as a Human Right with Lisa Lukasik, and I think one of my favorite aspects from the class is gaining perspectives that I haven't really thought about or explored before with regard to education as a human right. Specifically, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights has really broadened my eyes to the shortcomings of U.S. law with regard to that aspect. EU law is great. We have an amazing Professor Loretta. She's very passionate and has worked in the European Parliament, so she's very knowledgeable as to the ins and outs of European Union law. And I think the part that I'll take away from my classes the most is just gaining perspectives that I wouldn't have come to understand if I hadn't come on this trip.
So John, what classes are you taking?
So I'm in the same classes as Jenny. I'm taking Law of the EU with Loretta, and then I'm taking Art of Persuasion with Professor Carrie McInerney. I love both of those classes. Law of the EU is super interesting. So the most fascinating part of it is seeing how the EU, after the enactment of the Marshall Plan in the 40s, took some influence from the U.S. and our system of federalism and has combined it with their traditional civil law system. And Loretta brings in some, like Tim said, some really great perspectives with her experience in the Lithuanian National Parliament and some time in the European Parliament, and then she kind of ties in a modern flair, or like a current events flair, and she relates a lot of it back to the ongoing war of Russian aggression in Ukraine, and you know why the EU is so important because of that. And then as far as Art of Persuasion goes, I think Professor McInerney is one of the most passionate professors I've had to date. His undergrad, his major, and I believe his master's as well, he was actually a theater major. So he kind of takes that as a majority or as a large part of his influence, and he's kind of teaching us how to perform as lawyers in front of an audience, like a jury, a judge, a client, partners at your future law firm, etc. And it puts a completely different perspective, or spin, I should say, on public speaking. And he just kind of makes it fun. Like every day, yeah, it's an 8:15 class, but it's still fun to go to every day because we do something totally different every day. Some days we do improv. Jenny said some days we do voice control, and it's just every day is a different adventure.
Will, tell us what classes you're taking.
So I am taking Education as a Human Right and Law of the EU. In Education as a Human Right, I mean, Megan kind of touched on it already, but Professor Lukasik is one of the best professors that I've ever had, and she leads an open dialogue all throughout the class, which, you know, she's asking hard questions, and it makes you think and really kind of question your own ideals and helps you kind of develop your own identity in a sense. And so that's something I'll take back with me. And then Professor Loretta in Law of the EU is, I mean, she's just intelligent, put simply. And she always has her son around too, who's, you know, lightening the mood in the class. All around, it's been a great experience.
One of my favorite things about the program is the ability to travel on the weekends, and I just want to hear a little bit more about some of the places that you guys have gotten to go.
So far this trip, I've gone to Edinburgh, Liverpool, and Paris. My favorite of the three is definitely Liverpool. I have a really good friend of mine from back home who's English. He's from Liverpool, and so I got to spend the weekend with him, and he showed me all the local spots, and we went to see Anfield, which was incredible. And all around, I just loved the people there. They were always so nice and friendly, and hands down my favorite experience that I've had thus far this trip.
How about you, Jenny? Where have you gotten to go?
My favorite place to go was Iceland. Megan and another girl on the trip, Rachel and I, we actually went a week before the trip started. Iceland has been on my bucket list for years, so I was super stoked to be able to cross that off, as well as seeing a whale, which was also on my bucket list. So being able to cross two things on my bucket list off in the first week of being abroad was amazing. We were also there during the summer solstice, so it was pretty much 24 hours of sunlight. Going out at 4 a.m. and seeing the sun was insane, but yeah, I just love traveling here.
Okay, Tim, you're up. Tell us your favorite place.
Yeah, I actually have two favorite places. I was here one weekend not traveling anywhere, and I decided to go to Silverstone, which is the British Grand Prix. I'm pretty sure it happens every year around the same time. If you're unfamiliar, it's the Formula One race that happens at Towcester in the UK. It was really, really interesting. I got to see some really fast cars and meet some great people. My second favorite place was probably, well, it definitely was Switzerland. Going to Interlaken and being able to swim in the Alpine lakes and seeing the mountains everywhere was absolutely amazing. I don't think I'll ever experience something like that ever again. So would highly, highly recommend those two places.
Okay. Finally, Megan, tell us your favorite destination.
That's kind of hard to choose because, let's see, Jenny, where all did we go? We started in Iceland, Dublin, Edinburgh, which obviously Cambridge was thrown in there too, because that's where we spent the majority of our time, Amsterdam, but I think my favorite place was Budapest in Hungary. It was kind of a spur of the moment choice to go to because we were planning to go to Germany and the flights were a little bit pricey, so we switched it up and decided to go to Budapest instead, and I'm really glad that we did because, number one, it's been really cold and rainy here in Cambridge, and it was nice to go to 80-degree weather for a weekend, but also the city itself was really beautiful. It had a lot of really interesting architecture, a really tough history, but also, you know, you could really just, the people were amazing, get to know folk. I think probably my favorite thing that we did there though was what was called the House of Terror, and it was a museum that walked us through the history of communism and Nazism in Budapest. So it was a really heavy place to go, but it was entirely worthwhile.
So my next question is, what has been your favorite part about living in Cambridge? Megan?
My favorite thing about living in Cambridge, it's not exactly Cambridge related, but I've enjoyed the ease of getting to London. I've really enjoyed having the opportunity to go in for shows and to go on tours, which, I mean, you can do those things in Cambridge. You can go to the Shakespeare Festival, or you can go to the Fitzwilliams Museum, or whatever you want to do. But I've had some really amazing opportunities to go into London, which definitely has been my favorite thing. But that's not really school related. So school related, probably just getting to go into the different colleges, explore, and see what we can find.
Okay, Will, your turn.
I think one of my favorite memories from this trip is going to be swimming in the Cam. Dean Leonard came out and We were all a little bit skeptical, those of us who swam in it, going and swimming, but, you know, we all wanted to go with him and have that experience, and it ended up being a really fun time. There's a tree, and we all jumped off, and it was really, really cold, but after you're in for a little bit, you don't really feel how cold it is. But yeah, I think that would be my favorite memory.
Tim is dying to go, so Tim, tell us your favorite part about living in Cambridge.
Yeah, I just want to say I'd have to agree with my colleague Will Self about going into the CAM. I think Dean Leonard is one of a kind for, you know, being our dean and coming into the river with us, even though it's really cold and not necessarily the cleanest river in the world. I want to say another great thing about living in Cambridge is the moment I got here, I rented a bike. It was 70 pounds, and I got to use it for 4 weeks. It's just a really great deal. There's a ton of little small towns around Cambridge that you can bike to. They're only, you know, 5 or so miles away, and I think it's a great way to explore the city, see the culture around the city, and get to some shops that probably wouldn't get to on foot.
John, what about you?
I really like exploring Cambridge itself. The CAM, jumping in the CAM with Dean Leonard was fun, but kind of like what Megan was saying. So, I mean, there's buildings in this city that are 1,000 years old, 20-something colleges dating from anywhere between, you know, the 16th or 14th to 16th century until more recently, and there's just so much history, and it's really cool being able to just walk around and see all of that within a mile of the college. And then I also like how easy it is to travel around the UK by train. So last Sunday, we hopped on a train, went down to the cliffs of Dover, and saw a castle that's from, I think it's the, don't quote me, but I think it's the 13th century, built by Henry II. And, you know, there's underground tunnels beneath it that were used from World War II. And it was, and I had to, you know, walk a little bit, you know, to get to the train station at first. And then that's about it, but no driving. It's all easy to do. You just hop on the train and go. And
so my last question for everybody is, if you had to give someone who's considering coming on the program next year a piece of advice, what would you say?
Keeping an open mind is definitely a good idea. There's a lot of culture shock that comes with coming over to another country and living, you know, in their style of life for a whole month. One other piece of advice I would have to give is, you know, leave some room and some pounds in your bag, because you're going to buy a lot of stuff. Yeah, I would just say leave some room, because there's a lot of great, great, you know, clothes and souvenirs and stuff to buy over here, and so you're going to want to do that.
I think that you should take advantage of all the amazing things to see in and around Cambridge. Like, you don't have to go to a different country every weekend to travel. There's the Cliffs of Dover, like some of us have been to, and London and Liverpool and Wales, that are all so close and just amazing to go to. Also, don't take cash out in advance before you leave America. I thought I would need cash here, and everything is cards in almost every country that I've been to out here. So don't do that.
My advice is, when you go to a restaurant and they say, do you want sparkling or still water, say tap, because it is a trap and they will charge you money for water if you don't say that you want tap water. And even then, they still might not give it to you.
Yeah, I just wanted to add to what Jenny said. Stonehenge is only an hour away from Cambridge, which is one of the wonders of the world, which you should definitely visit.
Well, thank you guys so much. I hope you enjoy the rest of your time here, and I'll see you guys back in the fall.
This is the Campbell Law Reporter. Thank you for listening to the Campbell Law Reporter podcast. We look forward to you joining us every other Wednesday at 7 a.m. for a new episode, which can be accessed through your preferred podcasting listening platform.
This is the Campbell Law Reporter.